Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Doing great. How was everybody's Christmas?
Everybody's Christmas was fantastic. How was yours?
It was great. You can speak for everybody, or
that's what I was thinking too.
I know, right? Yeah,
don't ask Nick though; he's going to tell you it was awful, and I've heard it four times
now.
If you
want to know the honest truth, we're in the emergency room. It wasn't the greatest Christmas in the world. That's it. I'm an honest man. Yeah, we're good. We're good. The other one was in the emergency room last night, so it's been good.
Well, let's rephrase that with like urgent care.
Well, it's because the only thing
sounds very like duh duh duh.
Well, the one was in the ER yesterday, couldn't breathe.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah.
Hey, way to bring this down, but
I'm an honest man. I answer questions honestly. How was it? Not the best. We were at urgent care. And
Let me clarify, Coach. Katie and I had
a great Christmas.
Phenomenal. Nick, so.
Well, I know why you answered for everybody.
Right.
See, you could have let it alone, but no, you had to push. Yeah.
That's fine. I'm an honest man, Coach.
But you had a great time as well. Got everything you asked for?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Everything I could ever dream of, and it was a great family day,
including a great win. That was a heck of a game on Christmas Eve, wasn't it?
Yes, that's the way you definitely want to start your Christmas Eve, and it was definitely obviously a game we needed. I thought our players, not only played well, but the week of preparation, the short week going into it, I was very pleased with the whole process.
And now you have a nice long week, at least compared to your opponent. Anyway, you got a couple of days up on the Lions. That's got to feel good from a preparedness standpoint.
Yeah, it gave us time to get into more film work on Monday to take advantage of that and really spend a little more time going into the Wednesday work where we want to give the players more time for rest and recovery. So we're back on a normal schedule now, and that's what you love going into these big games.
So are you guys going to be watching scoreboards on Sunday, and are you going to do any of your game plan differently if things turn out the game prior to yours?
No, we're going to Detroit to win the division. That's enough said. I mean, there isn't anything that can go on that would affect that.
Take care of your own business. Can't worry about what everybody else is doing, right?
Yes, and we want the home game. I mean, we want to be playing at home, and it's cut and dry with us.
Detroit, let's talk about it a little bit. Matt Stafford had a pretty good season this year, having a good season this year. They can light it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely. He could spread the ball around. They do a very good job at the line of scrimmage, and I agree. I think he's playing the best football of his career.
It's funny now, Calvin Johnson, retired last year. Are they a little better team without Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, I would say they're a better team and a better offense because the ball is distributed equally. So, they're harder to prepare for. Now, he's a great player. The situational plays, particularly in the red zone, third down, that matchup was, just something you really had to make sure you were prepared for. But, I mean, if you just look at the way the ball's allocated, throughout the perimeter group, they're much more balanced now.
And they just don't roll over. And not that anybody as a professional football player gives up, but this Detroit team seems to have just a little extra in the tank. When they're down in the fourth quarter, they turn it up a notch. You can never give up on those guys.
Oh, absolutely. And let's not forget, this is the division game, and all the bells and whistles go with it. So, I mean, they're not going to give up on anybody, regardless of what season, type of season it is. But, I mean, it's a great point to make. I think they have 8 victories behind at some point in the fourth quarter. So it's a team that's, once again, I think it goes back to the balance. I mean, they got a good return game. They cover the football very well. The punter, the specialist, the kicker, punter are very good. They're a dome team, so they can throw it, they can run it, and they got a very talented defense.
We're also starting to see what a healthy Clay Matthews can do on the football field. He's starting to feel a little better every week, isn't he?
Yes, I thought he was back to himself there against the Vikings. And the other point, too, is we've been on grass and winter conditions here over the last 4 weeks, and we're getting ready to go play in a whole totally different environment. This is a turf field, but it's a fast track. So that's what we're really focused on, especially yesterday and today at practice.
What is Randall Cobb's situation right now? Is he good to go, or is it still a little sketchy?
Still a little, I would say, sketchy. That's not a term we use in our medical, but actually.
That doesn't show up next to probable on the sheet. They're probable, questionable, sketchy.
Yeah, I don't think it really fits our conversation.
I'm
keeping
sorry.
Track.
Yeah.
He's still working, and hopefully by the end of the week he'll feel better.
What about another guy who's starting to get back into the swing a little bit is J.C. Treader. Is he getting closer as well?
Yes, he's getting better. He's getting better. He'll be working in the early group today at practice, and we'll see if he can progress into the practice.
No, very good.
All right, so of course, then we have the question. So New Year's Eve, Nick and I used to go outside and bang pots and pans at midnight. Did you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. We thought it was just a Milwaukee thing.
No, that's working class stuff right there.
It's a working class inner city thing.
Yep.
You can't afford the fireworks. Pots and pans, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, when you grow up, you know, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and you know, I never left Pittsburgh until I went to college. And, you know, first time you get to New Year's Eve, and you bring up pots and pans, and everybody else looks at you like you're nuts. You're like, oh, I guess no one else does the pots and pans. I think this is one of the first places I live. Outside of Pittsburgh, they do pots and pans, and that's exciting.
So do you have your kids do that?
No, we don't.
Oh, come on. I think I'm going to introduce Brody to it.
We'll make it to midnight.
I think I'm going to shove him outdoors and just be like, this is your birthright, and make him do the pots and pans at midnight. I don't care if he's exhausted. It's what you do.
You're a trendsetter. you can bring it back. Do they still do the Milwaukee?
I don't know. I don't think so. But
I would imagine some people still do
did
it.
Did you do real fireworks, too? We did, like, ghetto ones, like snakes and little spinners. We didn't have, like, legit fireworks.
Little whirlies.
Exactly. Yeah.
We were on the same plan.
Yeah. Right. Hey, well, listen, enjoy New Year's in Detroit, and get us a win on New Year's Day, okay, bud?
You bet. Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
All right, bye-bye.